This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, well, I think it's another session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of this. Look, I know you're tired of hearing it, so do it. If you do it, I don't have to say it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. Sonia will be on in the next hour. That's right. She's up against it where she's at, having a few technical issues. She'll be on in just a little bit. But we got more stories than we know what to do with. And I love this. You know, one of the stories we consistently hear about, you consistently hear that it's not real, there's no such thing, right? Is there's no voter fraud. It doesn't exist. Now, President Trump, as we know, and that's not just Trump. We've seen this everywhere. And the numbers are real. The numbers in Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, now Georgia. The amount of issues that they're finding are just disgusting. There's no reason for it. Now, another Democrat's been arrested for election fraud. Go figure. That can't be true. That must be a right-wing lie. Don't you think? Everything else is. Why wouldn't this be? And, you know, you'd think that the media would actually want to investigate. Well, that was a stupid statement, isn't it? You would think that the media would actually want to investigate fraud in the 2020 election. But what they've been doing is they've been doing their best to cover it up. You know that as well as I don't care who you are. You know that as well as I do. The matter is if they really did an investigation, it would show the world all their shady dealings, all the stuff they do behind closed, everything that they really accuse us of doing, they have actually been caught doing. All right? They've been caught doing. Now, they'll allow the American people to suffer. They don't care. You don't seem to understand. This is not the press of years gone by. They don't care. They believe themselves to be right. They're a bunch of liberals. Truly left, hardcore left-wing liberals, and they don't care. So, instead, we've got small leaks of truth coming out. And we have to put these pieces together like a puzzle. You grab a little bit here, a little bit there, and you've got to draw it. Look, it was just when I was talking about the IRS issues. They're talking about how many people haven't paid taxes. More than half of the taxpayers last year paid no taxes. Over half. But how much money do we give out? How much more debt do we put the country in? See what I mean? You have to start putting those pieces together. Where are we going to be in 10 years, 15 years? Where are your grandchildren going to be in 20 years? Or children, for that matter. Democrats tell us all the time that there's no voter fraud. It's not real. It's absurd. Why would you think that happens? We have the most secure election system in the planet. But fraud is everywhere. I mean, really, it is so. It would be like the captain of the Titanic saying, "Everybody hold your ground. Nothing but a minor leak." I mean, really, that's how stupid this is. So we're told it wasn't enough to change the outcome. Now, we've seen otherwise. They won't investigate it properly. I'm sure it'd be even worse if they actually did investigate it. So none of it makes any sense when you actually look at the real numbers. But, you know, these little truths keep slipping out. Like one in Michigan, for instance. The Daily Mail reported that a former township clerk and current county election supervisor in Michigan has been charged with ballot tampering. This isn't just overvoting. This isn't just having people, you know, vote. This person actually screwed with the ballots. Kathy Funk, great name, is also charged with misconduct in office. The Michigan Attorney General's office announced on Friday that the state prosecutors say that Funk was Flint Township's, Flint, what do we know that place for? Township's clerk when she purposely broke a seal on the ballot container. In doing so, they allege that she prevented votes inside from being counted in an anticipated recount under Michigan law. So she broke the seal, making everything in there invalid. Now, she would have done that on purpose. Funk was seeking re-election as the clerk at the time. She won by 2,700 votes, give or take, compared to the 2,600 votes of the challenger. Now, she ran as a Democrat and held on to the position until November when she announced she was taking a job as election supervisor in a nearby county. Now, she kept her job in the county despite a Michigan State Police investigation into her conduct in August 2020. She's due back in the court where her attorney said that she will plead not guilty and fight the charges. Because if she's convicted, she'll get up to 10 years in prison. Oh, come on. She won't serve that much time. You know it. Why does it seem... Is it me? Why does it seem that most of this voter fraud is perpetrated by those people who come off as holier than thou and tell us there's no such thing as voter fraud? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what you want to be. You want to make sure that you're part of the solution. And the way you do that, it's got to be informed. You really have easy. Listen, head over to MyPillow.com. If you need sheets, right? Pillows, pillowcases, slippers. I mean, I go through this whole thing every time. Just go over to MyPillow.com. I'm sure you'll find something there you like. There's things there for your kids. They have great pillows there, scriptural pillows, which I think are great. Right? You get all kinds of slippers. Love the slippers I got from there. And, you know, if you buy from Mike, it's what I always say every night. I keep telling you. When you buy from Mike, the nice thing about it is give it some thought here. You're keeping Americans working. You're helping pay into the tax system. Right, you've got companies here in America that's supplying product, that's making product. You have truck drivers that are working here in America. right, in the United States. I keep going down the whole list of people that you're supporting. So let's support him. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and that way there, you know what, I make a few bucks, you'll save a boatload of dollars, 50 to 60% off of most of the items up there. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and everybody wins. Everybody, including me. All right. And, you know, we were talking about voter fraud. And another Democrat got caught in voter fraud. We're watching these numbers. You know, they're trickling in. We're getting little bits of truth here and there. And the beauty behind it, again, is that those little bits of truth are showing us that there was, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, fraud. Everybody uses fraud. Right? There was fudging of the numbers. How's that? No, seriously, think about it. There was fudging of the numbers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. They're showing the Democrats can't get it right. Now, I'm gonna screw this up. I'm telling you ahead of time. But the White House celebrated Maoist Yuri Kochiyama, who cheered bin Laden. It was all about a communist massacre in Peru. So the White House initiated Asian American, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. It posted a celebration of Women's History Month Friday honoring activist Yuri Kochiyama. She was a public admirer of terrorist Osama bin Laden. Kochiyama was a Japanese American activist for communism. She also pushed for racial equality during the 20th century. Kochiyama's career as an activist was a controversial and a volatile one. A victim of the violent U.S. discrimination and early voice for racial harmony. She also championed Chairman Mao's Great Leap Forward. And she believed in terrorism. And the White House is going to hold her up in high esteem. Isn't that great? Who's running this place? The group honored Kochiyama's political and civil rights work, but backed away from mentioning anything to do with her support for bin Laden. I consider Osama bin Laden as one of the people that I admire, she said. To me, he is in the category of Malcolm X, Che Guevara, Patrice Lumumba, Fidel Castro. She said after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, she put out a message that said, I thank Islam for bin Laden. America's greed, aggressiveness, and self-righteous arrogance must be stopped. War and weaponry must be abolished. Although we can use them to kill the Americans. Yeah. Unreal. In the same 2003 interview, Kochiyama said that bin Laden had been primarily fighting U.S. dominance, even when he received money from the U.S. When he was fighting in the Afghanistan, remember? He was fighting for Islam and all the people who believe in Islam against Westerners. Why? Were we stopping them from believing? Did we have like this worldwide thing going on here in the U.S. to wipe out Islam as we know it? Did we? She was so sick, she even said, even when he was fighting against the Russians, he was really fighting against the U.S. Just amazing. And we let him get away with it. That's what we let them do. Kochiyama, Japanese American, was placed into an internment camp during the outbreak of World War II. Now, this was an executive order by a Democrat president. Interesting. It was a policy implemented by U.S. government under President Franklin Roosevelt. And that you had to round up and imprison you. Round up. Not ask them to show up, but round up. U.S. citizens and non-citizens of Japanese descent. Wow, putting U.S. citizens in an internment camp. And they had the guts to go after the Trump and others. Right, for what they're doing to illegal aliens coming over the border. U.S. citizens were put in internment camps. We lock up illegals and send them back and we're bad people? Really? This racial persecution radicalized Kochiyama. She spent the rest of her life attempting to follow in the footsteps of Malcolm X, who she deeply admired for his racial advocacy and practice for achieving equality. Later on in life, she converted to Islam. For 50 years, Kochiyama spoke out about oppressive institutions, injustice. Her activism supported the liberation and empowerment of the African Americans, Asian Americans, and Puerto Ricans. I mean, they're giving her all the support. And again, go back to who she decided to support, who she saw as heroes. Kochiyama was also a supporter of Shining Path Movement. It's a Maoist terrorist cell led... It's a Maoist terrorist cell led by former philosopher Professor Abimael Guzman. Shining Path killed at least 24,000 people over the course of 12 years, simply trying to overthrow the Peruvian government. What was taking place in both Peru and the U.S. is a serious campaign to discredit Guzman and that Shining Path movement. She said it's tainting them as terrorists, undermining their struggle with lies, isolating them, intimidating anyone who might support them. No, they were killing people. Actually, for no reason. Not much different than what Putin is doing right now. Killing people for no good reason. Look, I've gotten emails from some of you saying, I got it all wrong. You don't know what was going on in Ukraine before Putin went in. You don't understand what he did for the Ukrainian Russians. You know what? The way he went about it, he could have gone to, especially Russia, especially Putin. He could have gone to others to pull them together to make a difference. So, much senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the West Coast this weekend, with folks in at least 10 states having the possibility to set records. The forecast high for Phoenix, Arizona Saturday is 96 degrees, which would break a record. Other cities seeing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal include Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Denver. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci joins Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, who asks him what he thinks about Republicans who hope to make good on their promise to go after him with some more hearings about the origins of COVID-19.
I have absolutely nothing to hide or nothing to be concerned about of anything that I've done, so I never have been, and not now, and will never be afraid of hearings.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea, is to be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We have a chat room up there. Or, you know what, you know, simply send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. I just got so much of this stuff. This is just great. I mean, does the White House showing its true colors? When it is honoring people who honor Osama bin Laden, right? Who honor Che Guevara? Who honor Malcolm X? Fidel Castro? They got a whole list here. And that makes her a hero? That makes her worthy of being honored at our White House? At the People's House? It's just nuts. It gets scarier as the days go on. Because they don't see anything wrong with it. Are you ready? You want to talk about even more crazy stuff right now? A Colorado jury awarded $14 million to protesters over police actions during the 2020 Denver demonstrations. This is hilarious. I mean, seriously. Did the protesters have a permit? Did they do everything they were supposed to do? Were they allowed in the permit to set police cars on fire and buildings on fire? A Colorado jury on Friday awarded $14 million bucks to 12 protesters after finding Denver police officers violated their constitutional rights in the middle of a chaotic demonstration. Now, jurors found that the Denver violated the First and Fourth Amendment rights of protesters who claimed police officers injured them during the gathering. Right, these gatherings were sparked by the death of George Floyd. Now, they heard testimony about the alleged failure of police to coordinate during the law enforcement responses. You know, when you've got all this chaos going on, when you have people in the streets with bricks, sticks, setting police cars on fire, what are you supposed to do? How does the police department, in the midst of all that chaos, wouldn't you love to drag some of those judges, prosecutors, and others down in the middle of all that so they can see what's going on? I think it would be a great thing to do. The 12 plaintiffs were injured with beanbags. Oh, pepper sprayed during several days of gatherings in the downtown area. At the end of the trial, the attorneys asked the jury to award $17 million. They said, I think we established... Now, think of all the damage these protesters did. You know, immediately as they were walking out the door, they should have been served with summonses. They should have been served and arrested for the damage they did to public property. I think we've established that when people commit acts of violence, what the police should do is take action against those people. What you can't do is take it out on the peaceful protesters. Right. I see the pictures. Tim McDonald, attorney for the seven plaintiffs, told the local news source that the acts of violence against peaceful protesters by police were so extensive, and that's what persuaded the jury. He added the city never presented evidence or argued. Well, you know what? No, think about it. Think about what some of these mayors and city councils are voting for, what they believe to be is true. The Denver protests in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder were unprecedented, the city said. They'd never seen any level like that before, of sustained violence over days and days and days. But again, what has happened to the American people? What has happened? Look, I'm not saying that if the cops went out of their mind and they started just killing people randomly, that's one thing. But when you have all that fighting going on, you have all that stuff going on in protesting, right? Well, how do you go down there and peacefully protest? How do you think you're going to be side by side with the rioters, with the protesters, and you're going to do a peaceful protest right next to them? I don't think so. I don't know how you make that happen. The agency said it recognized that some mistakes were made and that all officers have received additional training. High-ranking officers testified about the police department's response. Right, some said it was difficult to discern who was throwing projectiles and causing property. Look, if you're down in an area where that's breaking out like that, and you claim you're there for peaceful protest, then get out. There's no way to keep you safe. There's no way they can keep you safe, so get out. In the 40 years I've been on the force, I never saw such anger against police. And he had been on the force for well over 40 years. One plaintiff claimed that she was bruised during protests, was targeted by police for recording them with her cell phone. Yeah, okay, whatever. It shouldn't be a weapon-first policy against peaceful protesters. Look around. These people say they were peacefully protesting. Look around. Look at the dangerous situation around you. Look at what you were doing. Are you for real? You really think that all this was cool, okay, and good? That's where I go sideways. Anyway. it's just the lunacy never stops from every angle. And I think that's what it is. Part of it is they keep hitting at you. They keep swinging at you. They keep striking at you until you just so off that you can't catch up. It's almost impossible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved, I want you engaged. Now, I know some of you heard about this. A school board shut down a mom as she was reading a graphic sex novel. Now, this is great. I'll tell you why. This is what all you parents should be doing. You find a book that's just disgusting and unacceptable. You should grab that book, or a couple copies of it. Make some copies of the pages if you need to. Take it to the school board meeting and have the parents read them one by one. Most of the books contain controversial graphic passages promoting gay and lesbian sex. Others advocate for white privilege and critical race theory. In Cherokee County, Georgia of all places, one mom read from a copy of Homegoing, a book about slavery. The book describes in great detail about sexual encounter. The school board member interrupted the mom and told her that she was out of order because of the graphic nature of the reading. The mom is, this is exactly the point. We have children at home that are watching this, according to one of the school board members. We have children watching this. Those kids are reading the book. So what's the problem here? Don't you find the irony that the parent responded? You're exactly saying what I'm telling you. You're giving it to our children. Those same children at home watching this. And you want me to stop reading it because those children at home watching this might hear it. Help me understand. I would have said the same thing. I would have said the same thing this woman was saying. Help me understand. A spokeswoman for the school district told a local news source that school board members stopped the parent because she was reading a high school level book, and children younger than high school age have access to watch the meeting live stream. Okay. Right? One person in the interview said there's enough fertilizer in that statement to plant a crop of butter beans. I don't know what those are, but whatever. They still didn't explain why the soft core pornography was made available to students at public school library. All this happened under your watch, the parent told the board. Maybe if you spend more time reading these books instead of calculating the statistic demographics of those submitting the books, you wouldn't be grooming our children for this stuff. And you're saying that we're embarrassing you? Well, you're embarrassing us and our kids. It's not okay. You're supposed to be giving them a safe space in school. These books, if I can't email them to you, if I can't save them, they shouldn't be in our school. She's right. No, seriously. She's right. I don't care that there might be sixth graders watching the school board meeting. Because they're going to get there anyway, right? God only knows for the sixth graders. What are they seeing? What are they hearing in school? This is the stuff that makes me personally nuts. Because they don't make any sense in their arguments. This makes absolutely no sense that you can't read this because somebody younger might hear it. Well, what do you think when that kid brings that book home? You don't think that, I mean, unless the kid can't read. What if the little brother or sister picks up the book and starts reading it or takes a look at it or sees a particular scene in there? When we come back, little Kim's at it again. You know what I'm talking about. Be back in a few minutes.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
No, we're not. We are back. You got, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us together. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time, you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. The way you become part of the conversation, as I always say, don't engage. No, come on, think about it. Don't engage until you get it right. Until you get informed. And I'm telling you, they don't do well with facts. Okay? It's really that simple. They don't do well with facts. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The U.S. is strongly condemning North Korea for launching banned intercontinental missiles. Why do these people believe or think or maybe pseudo-semi have a clue or think they have a clue that the North Koreans, that the Chinese, that the Russians, among others, are going to do the right thing? Are they for real? No, really, are they for real? And now, little Kim has no reason to do anything for them, to them or with them. The Biden administration condemned North Korea's test firing of a new intercontinental ballistic missile. This is as President Biden gathered world leaders for the G7 summit in Brussels. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki urged the world to hold Pyongyang responsible for breaching UN Security Council resolutions and for making a move that needlessly raises tensions. But why don't they take this stance with Iran? No. Iran is broke the agreement a half a dozen times. Why don't they make this with Iran? The suspected ICBM flew to an altitude of 3,700 miles and to a distance of 671 miles with a flight time of 71 minutes. And it landed in the waters where? Off of the Japanese western coast. Now tell me they're not poking the bear. Little Kim may be using the missile amid Russia-Ukraine war as a show of strength. Look, we're as strong as you are. We got power, too. You got nothing. Anyway, South Korea's newly elected conservative president, Yoon Suk-yeol, is expected to take a stronger stance against North Korea. Our military is monitoring North Korea movements. We've confirmed that we have the capability and the posture to accurately strike the original location of the missile. South Korea, I tell you what, if he keeps doing this and something goes sideways, we won't have to engage. Between the Japanese military, South Korea, and a few others, they're not going to let him get away with this. At least not for long, I'll put it that way, because once he starts firing off these missiles, if they're real and if they really do hit the target the way they say they do, if they keep doing this, then eventually he's going to go sideways, or it's going to go sideways, it's going to cause damage, and they're not going to let him get, we're not going to be able to step in. These other countries are going to step in and bring him to his knees, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Senate Democrats push Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from January 6th cases. Here we go again. They don't like him. Too much of a conservative. He needs to hire a food taster. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Senate Democrats on Friday called for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from any case related to the events of January 6th. It's been revealed that his wife sent text messages to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows urging him to challenge Donald Trump's 2020 election loss. Right, so she can't have a thought. I mean, you've got a guy, I mean, Hunter Biden, with everything that he did, nothing. The president has no input, no response, but nothing. And yet, with Donald Trump, because Chief Justice Clarence Thomas's wife texted the Chief of Staff for Donald Trump that he should challenge the election loss. I mean, seriously. All of a sudden, that's it? Clarence can't, no, I wouldn't do it. If I was Clarence Thomas, I'd tell him to go pound sand. Highlighting reports of messages between Meadows and Ginny Thomas, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon released a statement claiming that Justice Thomas' conduct in the Supreme Court looks increasingly corrupt. You notice that they can only use that word towards Republicans or conservatives? They're really sad people. Wyden said Thomas should recuse himself from any case related to January 6th. Right? And if Donald Trump runs again, any case related to the 2024 election. Wow. Love how these guys dictate. Then maybe the new justice, when she gets... We all know that she's going to get in. Okay? Maybe what we should do is... She has to recuse herself from any case that has to do with a woman. Because she doesn't know what a woman is. How do you rule on a case about women when you don't know what a woman is? I'm just curious. Shouldn't she follow the same rules? Judges are obligated to recuse themselves when their participation in the case would create even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Boy, I wish, you know what I love? You want to talk about the hypocrisy going on in D.C. right now? They are talking about term limits for judges, for Supreme Court justices. Not for them in Congress. They can be there 40 years, not a problem. Right? Just amazing. And then this statement here that there's going to be, if it even appears like there's going to be a conflict of interest, they shouldn't be involved in the case. Well, what about the Congress people? How do you make millions of dollars, right, with investments, unless you know what's going to happen ahead of time? What stocks to buy? If we could pull it off, wouldn't you love to find out when certain legislators bought stocks ahead of a law being passed? Would that be great? Justice Thomas participated in cases related to Donald Trump's efforts to rig and then overturn the election while his wife was pushing to do the same. He was the lone dissent in the case that could have denied the January 6th committee records pertaining to the same issue his wife had. Widened comments, follow reports about text messaging, copies of which were obtained by the Washington Post and CBS. Prior to his cooperation with the investigation, those text messages, part of a larger number of documents, were turned over to Meadows to the House Select Committee investigating the events. In one message, the Post reported that Ginny, who had been married to Justice Thomas for more than 30 years, told Meadows to release the Kraken and save us from the left taking America down. Well, okay, what's wrong with that statement? That's how she felt. Yeah, again, the hypocrisy runs deep with this group. They really don't see any rules for them. They really don't see anything that pertains to them that where they shouldn't, couldn't, or won't open their mouths. Really, think about it. In other messages, Ginny suggested Trump should not concede the election to Joe Biden. She also called the 2020 presidential election the greatest heist of our history. There's a lot of us who say that. There's a lot of us who believe that there was massive problems, massive fraud in that election. And yet you can't get the left to even acknowledge, when their own people tell you there was issues with the election, that there was a problem. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, another lunatic. Right, that CBS News on Friday, talked to CBS News on Friday that Thomas should consider voluntarily appearing before the January 6th committee to discuss the text message. Why? What? You want him to talk for his wife? Wow. What, she don't have a mouth? And she texted what many, 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 many Americans would have texted if they had that guy's phone number and emailed. What do they think the protesting across the country was about? It wasn't just about jailing the January 6 people. It was all about the true corruption that took place during that election. Just amazing. They're not even double standards. There's no standards. It's a dictatorship. Whatever they tell you to do, whatever they perceive to be the truth, whatever they perceive you should be doing is what you should be doing or else. I think Justice Thomas can make his decision like he's made every other time, Kevin McCarthy said. Right? It's his decision based upon the law. If you spend any time studying the Supreme Court justice, he's one who studies correctly, and I mean from all the way through. If he sees this not upholding the Constitution, he'll rule against it. It has nothing to do with who... Look, I feel the same way. There are people that have been elected to office that either have to recuse themselves or step away from something because they have a relationship with somebody in the company. What makes you think that's going to sway you? If you're an honest person, you don't care who you're related to or what's going on. You do the right thing. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. So Smith joins me in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. We'll be right back.